agreement. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits. At Progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home. Located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. Violinist Joshua Bell there, helping to set the tone for this hour with a little tune by George Gershwin from his Songs for Violin and Orchestra. That tune called the Sweden Lowdown. Joshua Bell and the London Symphony, conducted by John Williams, today on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you. Classical music continues throughout the afternoon time. In this noon hour, we have for you some French works from the likes of Germain Taillefer, and a bit later from the great Camille Saint-Saëns, some music illustrating his favorite vacation destination. In the Algerian suite a bit later, with the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra, coming up on Kansas Public Radio. We continue with the Scottish National Orchestra, led by Sir Alexander Gibson, with a piece of music next that could be many things. It could be about the Finnish people, it could be a bard's storytelling, a depiction of a hunting expedition, could be a fairy tale, or a legend. The composer Jean Sibelius left this one open to interpretation. When he completed this in 1892, a symphonic poem meant to accompany a great adventure called Onsaga, played next by the Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. A symphonic poem completed in 1892, music to accompany a grand adventure from composer Jean Sibelius called Onsaga, with Sir Alexander Gibson leading the Scottish National Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:30 now, and in just a few minutes we'll have along for you the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra with the Suite Algerienne, the Algerian suite by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, an evocative piece coming up in just a few minutes on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. On the KU campus at the moment, 27 degrees, about as warm as they're thinking it's going to get today. Skies for the most part sunny. Tonight partly cloudy and chilly, temperatures a low of 7. Tomorrow sunny with highs in the mid-30s. Before we hear the music of Camille Saint-Saëns, we have music from another French composer, one born in 1892, by the name of Germaine Taillefer. She was a woman who defied both the wishes of her family as well as the conventions of the times to become a great and renowned composer and alumni of the Paris Conservatory. Here we have her sonatine for violin and piano, played by violinist Ruth Ehrlich and Marcia Eckert, pianist, next on KPR. Violinist Ruth Ehrlich and pianist Marcia Eckert in a sonatine for violin and piano by French composer Germaine Taillefer here on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. We're going to move right along to music from another French composer, the great Camille Saint-Saëns, who had a lifelong love of the north of Africa, as evidenced in his Egyptian Piano Concerto, and in 1873 he paid his first visit to Algeria, a trip that left a lasting impression on him and moved him a few years later to compose the following Suite Algérienne with Francis Davis and the Swiss Italian Radio and TV Orchestra here on KPR. Suite Algérienne from French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, Francis Travis conducting the Swiss Italian Radio and TV Orchestra here on KPR. Stay tuned next for NPR News, and classical music continues on in the next hour.
For the new year, Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Points, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The ensemble Tafelmusik, conductor Bruno Weil, and the music of Mozart, the overture to one of his operas that premiered in 1782 when Mozart was just newly arrived to Vienna and had taken advantage of the Austrian Emperor's desire for an opera in the German language, overture to Abduction from the Seraglio, with Tafelmusik on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Tuesday afternoon with some glorious works for the strings, five of them from Robert Schumann, in the so-called popular style, music for cello and piano a bit later, as well as a Hungarian serenade for strings, the music of Ernst von Dachnanyi, all just ahead, here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival featuring percussionist Jason Truding on Saturday, February 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Next on KPR, we have some music that hasn't been heard in quite a while. The Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, violinist, or violist rather, Ulrich Koch, and conductor Jean Francais, who is the composer of the following Rhapsody for Viola and Small Orchestra, next on Kansas Public Radio. A little place in the repertoire for viola. In that recording we heard the viola played by Ulrich Koch with the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conductor Jean Francais, who was also the composer of that Rhapsody for Viola and Small Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:20, and in the second half of the hour we await music from Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi, a beautiful serenade for strings, is in just over 15 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com and Nuvond House of Lawrence, which offers care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvondhouse.com. Next, we have some fun chamber music for cello and piano, written in 1849 by Robert Schumann. In that decade, Robert Schumann transitioned away from being a composer purely worked for works for piano and expanded a bit. He composed the following five pieces in what was then called in Volkston, or the popular style. We'll listen next to cellist Anna Bilsma as well as pianist Lambert Orcas on Kansas Public Radio. Robert Schumann's five pieces for cello and piano in the so-called popular style, composed in 1849. Today we heard cellist Anna Bilsma and pianist Lambert Orcas on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:38, about 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. Mark your calendar now for February 27th and 28th. That's going to be when KPR celebrates the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. We've got a big weekend planned, full of music that's shaken, not stirred. And you're invited to shake along with us. Check out the entire schedule of events and tickets available at kansaspublicradio.org. And then join us February 27th and 28th, right here in Lawrence. We have some music now from Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi, something he wrote in 1904, which helped to catapult him into fame. His Serenade Four Strings with Asa-Pekka Salonen and the NES Chamber Orchestra for you next on Kansas Public Radio. The Serenade Four Strings by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi and a performance by the NES Chamber Orchestra led by Asa-Pekka Salonen here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. Stay tuned for NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour. More fun music is on the way on KPR.
Hi, it's Daryl Brugge. Find the complete event schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Archivist of the United States, Carleen Shogan, at the Elizabeth Dole Women in Leadership Lecture. January 29th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Daily going here.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Hungarian Philharmonic and conductor Richard Kapp bringing us the Trojan March from the Trojans, music by Hector Berlioz on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you. Classical music continues on a Tuesday afternoon, and we've got one more go-around before All Things Considered at 3 p.m. The Da Vinci Quartet awaits us in about 10 minutes with a quintet from the German composer Charles Martin Loeffler, the London Symphony Orchestra as well, and we've got a fantastic early piece from Ray Vaughan Williams, his Partita for Double String Orchestra, is all on the way here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a benefit audio sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at Lawrence Public Library on Friday and Saturday, February 13th and 14th. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. Onward next, the BBC Philharmonic and conductor Stephen Gunzenhauser. They've got our next performance, and it's early music from Antonín Dvořák, the overture to an opera he composed in 1876, an opera which told the story of a legendary 8th century Polish princess and her battle with a Russian prince. This premiered in 1876 at Prague's Provisional Theater. And even though this opera was never exactly a success, Dvořák was always encouraged by the quality of the music. We'll listen to the overture to Vanda on Kansas Public Radio. The BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Stephen Gunzenhauser, and music written by Antonín Dvořák in 1876, the overture to his opera about an 8th-century Polish warrior princess, the overture to Wanda on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:21. We're about 15 minutes away now from the London Symphony and the Partita for Double String Orchestra by Ralph Vaughan Williams, still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future, one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And Bridge Haven in Lawrence, with family-style memory care in a home environment. From social gatherings to holiday celebrations and backyard barbecues, Bridge Haven celebrates life and family. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. Next, we're joined by the Da Vinci Quartet to enjoy some music written by composer Charles Martin Loeffler, a German composer born in 1861 and a student in Berlin under the great violinist Josef Joachim. In 1881, he immigrated over to the United States to become a part of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and later director of the Boston Opera Company. We'll listen to a single-movement quintet of his from 1894, next on Kansas Public Radio. The Da Vinci Quartet, with a quintet in one single movement from 1894, music by the German-American composer Charles Martin Loeffler, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:37 now. 3 o'clock will bring us All Things Considered from NPR News. And, of course, there's more classical music in store for you this evening at 7 p.m. Be sure to mark your calendars for February 27th and 28th. That's when KPR celebrates the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. And you're invited to the party. Check out the entire schedule of events and tickets available at kansaspublicradio.org. And then join us February 27th and 28th right here in Lawrence, Kansas. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. Information at fullcirclesustainability.org. And we welcome back now the London Symphony and conductor Bryden Thompson. They've got some early music from the English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams for us, something that started out as just a bit of chamber music for strings, but grew a bit in complexity into the following partita for a double string orchestra. The London Symphony next on Kansas Public Radio. The London Symphony Orchestra, conductor Bryden Thompson, and an early work by Ralph Vaughan Williams, his partita for a double string orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. It's just about 3 p.m., and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. And later on tonight, catch more classical music, which picks back up again tonight at 7 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson. Hope you've enjoyed this afternoon's music. I enjoyed sharing it with you, and I'll have more for you again tomorrow at noon. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. 27 degrees here on the KU campus. Tonight partly cloudy, a low of 9. The time is 3 o'clock, and you're listening to KPR.